but few people seemed willing to see a pattern. The headlines from around the world told a story still not fully understood, or one we don't want to face, the report said. This claim that no one was paying attention was not entirely fair. Some scientists have been talking about the issue for a while. It had been in newspapers and on television, and was even mentioned in a speech by U.S. President Lyndon Johnson in 1965. A few months before the CIA report was issued, the U.S. Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, had addressed the UN under a banner of applying science to the problems that science has helped to create, including his worry that the poorest nations were now threatened with the possibility of climatic changes in the monsoon belt and perhaps throughout the world. Still, the report's authors had a point. Climate change wasn't getting the attention it could have, and there was a lack of urgency in discussions. There was no large public outcry, nor did anyone seem to be trying to generate one. Although initially prepared as a classified working paper, the report ended up in the New York Times a few years later. By this point, February 1977, the problem of burning fossil fuels was seen more through the lens of the domestic oil crisis rather than overseas famine. The climate crisis might still feel remote, the New York Times mused, but as Americans feel the difficulties of unusual weather combined with shortages of oil, perhaps this might unlock some change? The paper reported that both energy and climate experts shared the hope that the current crisis is severe enough and close enough to home to encourage the interest and planning required to deal with these long-range issues before the problems get too much worse. And yet, if anything, debate about climate change in the last third of the 20th century would be characterized as much by delay as concern, not least because of something the political analysts at the CIA seem to have missed: fight back from the fossil fuel industries.